Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can take us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us right now is our pal Kevin McCarthy. He does movie reviews and talks all things entertainment for Fox 5. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, J.P. Flame. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Kevin, I have no idea. Do you get recognized a lot when you're out and about?
Weirdly enough, it's half Fox 5, but I get a lot of Junkies.
Really?
Like, I get, oh, dude, you would be, I actually get more people who walk up to me that will remember specific moments from my segments from your show. It's funny, like I think one of the things that I don't think people remember or realize is, like, I'm a movie guy who joined to do movie reviews on a sports show. And it's like a very strange dynamic if you actually think about it, because I'm not really a sports person. I just became a football fan recently. But, like, in terms of, like that it's like an odd couple type of thing. Like it shouldn't work, but it does, weirdly enough. At least I think it does. I don't think Eric thinks it does. But I do think that it's fascinating. I'll get messages from people all the time who are like, oh, my God, I loved hearing what you had to say about going to see this movie in IMAX. I heard it on the Junkies today. I went and saw it. And I think you guys sleep a little bit on how many people in your audience are, like, massive movie fans.
No, I mean, there's a reason why we do movie reviews on the show. Yeah. Is we've always done more than sports. And
are you calling us from the Fox 5 studios right now?
I am currently calling you from the Fox 5 studios. And I think since the last time I spoke with you guys, I wanted to tell you guys something cool. So you guys are doing that Roadhouse thing next week.
Yeah,
right?
I want to invite you. Are you going to join us?
I mean, it's at noon, so it's in the middle of my day. But, like, essentially, but I wanted to bring this up to you guys. I thought you guys would find this kind of fascinating. Last weekend, I interviewed Jake Gyllenhaal for Roadhouse, and I've seen the film, and I got to tell you, it's awesome. I was, like, shocked how great it was, because, like, the 89 version, you know, it's what it is. A buddy of mine was telling me the other day, he goes, the 89 version is, like, a favorite that people watch when they get home from the bars. Apparently it's like it's on TV at like at 2 a.m. or something, like every weekend. I don't know. So that film is obviously iconic, but this new one is interesting because of the MMA element of it. I think you guys will appreciate this because you guys know that Gyllenhaal went to an actual UFC event,
right,
to film this.
Yes.
Yeah. You told us last week.
But do you know that? But I asked Gyllenhaal about the logistics of it, and I can't imagine how insane this was. So, if you guys remember years ago, and I interviewed Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga for Star Is Born, Cooper was talking a lot about how they had to go out on real stages and perform in front of real crowds. So what they would do is they would go to, like, festivals, and essentially, like, you know, a band would get off stage.
Kevin, I know you're excited about this, but you literally told us this last week.
No, I actually didn't go into the logistics of what Gyllenhaal told me, because I talked to him the day after I talked to you guys.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, anyway, so the whole point I was going to make was, I was talking to Gyllenhaal about it, and so he went to UFC 285. That's where they filmed the scenes that are in the UFC part of the movie. And apparently he told me he got COVID. He was supposed to go to 283, which I think was also in Vegas. And so they had to wait 2 months to until everything cleared up, and then he came back to Vegas so he could go out there and shoot it. What I don't think people realize is I don't think the audience knew that they were making a movie at 285, because Gyllenhaal basically told me that he had to time it out, and they had three different plans, because all the fights, if they all went on time, he'd only have like a minute 45 to go in that ring and shoot the fight that's going to be in the movie. But what ended up happening was the cards all ended earlier, or some of them ended later, and he ended up with 7 minutes. So going into the actual event, he had three plans, because he was, for people who don't know, like in the movie, essentially, he's an MMA fighter. And basically, there's a flashback sequence in the film where he's fighting somebody at a UFC event. And the guy he's fighting is a real UFC fighter in real life, or a former UFC fighter in real life. And so Gyllenhaal and this guy had a plan. They were going to go out in the middle of the octagon in front of this crazy huge crowd and essentially try and film a fake fight in front of a real audience who had just been watching real fights. And so Gyllenhaal basically explained it like, we were sitting on the sidelines for hours, and we had no idea how much time we were going to have. And they had to know where the cameras were and everything. And the director apparently was in his ear explaining, like, you're going to have to do this, pick up this shot, do this. And the audience is kind of like, what the heck is going on? And so for me, it's kind of mind-blowing to think about the pressure you'd be under if you have to step into the octagon, film a fake fight, and somehow get a good crowd reaction. It's similar to what Bradley Cooper did in Star Is Born. But I didn't realize the logistics of it. They were just waiting there, hoping that the cards would go at a certain time. So I don't know. I find that fascinating, because to me, it's like a necessity is the mother of invention type of scenario, where you have a moment in time, you have to nail it, you have one shot to do it, which is absolutely insane to think about. And you have to remember, these guys probably choreographed this fight for months, I'm assuming, rehearsing it. And then when he got COVID and couldn't do 283, you pushing it back 2 more months, Gyllenhaal has to stay in the same shape. I mean, you guys all saw the video. He shows up.
He's shredded. He's shredded. Insane. Well, look, you're welcome to join us on Wednesday. We're going to do the screening. It is first come, first serve at Icon Tyson's at noon on Wednesday. That's right. And people get free popcorn and soda. So there's that benefit. All right. So what do you got this week? Jason said there's a new Mark Wahlberg movie.
By the way, I saw the ESPN did a story on this movie, Arthur the King, which is a true story. I got a little emotional watching this story about ESPN. Now, the story was from years ago, because it's happened like 10 years ago, right? But and for people who don't have dogs, you probably won't get the emotional aspect of it. But the story is unbelievable.
Yeah, so I'll go into the story. So I'll just be up front real quick. So I haven't finished the whole film. So, like, long story short of it is, like, a lot of the press that I do for interviews, like I have – there'll be days where I'm covering three or four films. Like, today I'm interviewing Sydney Sweeney for a horror film, and I'm interviewing Paul Rudd for Ghostbusters. So there are days where I can't fully finish a film. But I watched the first hour of this one, but I'll go into the details.
Have you practiced eye contact for your Sydney Sweeney interview?
Oh, dude. Like, her new movie is – one of the most insane horror films I have ever seen. It's called Immaculate. Look it up. It's insane. But back to Wahlberg real quick. So Jason does bring up a great point. Say what?
You weren't following. I said, are you practicing eye contact? Are you seeing her in person?
Oh, no. I knew what you meant, because I saw Fallon interviewing her recently, and he was just staring right into her eyes. No, this is over Zoom. But back to your point about Arthur the King. So, Jason, you're 100% right. It's a beautiful story about an adventure racer, Mark Wahlberg's character. It's a true story. He finds a stray dog on one of his adventures, and essentially it's a story about how the dog helped him through it. And I got to tell you, I was telling Wahlberg this, because anytime there's a dog in a movie, I have to know going in whether or not the dog dies or not. I just can't handle... Like, Marley and Me had left such a scar on me over the years that I just don't want to ever watch anything like that. And so Wahlberg was very clear to show me or tell me that the dog does live. And there's a really kind of crazy sequence at the end. I won't go into too much specific details, but that dog did go on to live. It's not a spoiler. And that, to me, that's actually a beautiful part of the story. But yeah, so to Jason's point, it's a really amazing true story. And it's interesting you bring that up, Jason, because I interviewed Colin Farrell the other day for this new show called Sugar. And in that show, he has a dog. And I started thinking about how vulnerable a dog can make a character. Like, you have these characters who are a little more like, you know, like they're tough and they seem like they can't be broken. And then you put an animal with them and it changes everything. I mean, you think about John Wick, right? I mean, the justification for John Wick to go out and kill 500 bad guys because they killed his dog, people understand that. They get that feeling when you're watching a movie like that. And I think I was talking to Colin Farrell about this because in the movie Banshees of Inisherin, he had a donkey named Jenny and a dog in this new show called Sugar. And like, you'd be surprised, like these actors, these dogs are such a powerful tool for them to find emotion. And so like Wahlberg and this dog really bonded. And what I don't understand, and I think you guys would agree with me, could you imagine spending months and months with a dog like that and then just disconnecting immediately after production is over? I wouldn't even know.
These guys wouldn't care. But
might be hard. Might
well,
be hard.
By the way, just to clear something up, the dog doesn't die in the movie, but the dog is dead.
Later.
Yeah.
Later after the story. Jason is correct. But the dog doesn't die in the story.
Correct.
The dog did pass.
So did you like this movie?
This story is unbelievable because the Swedish race team, they're in the Dominican, and they're going on a 500-mile trek across the country, you know, racing other countries, and they're going through mud and rivers and woods. And this dog just follows them the entire time. It's a stray dog. And they're thinking the stray dog's just going to walk away. It followed them the entire time.
That's amazing.
Did you like it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. It's some of the best dog acting I've ever seen. Like, you guys, like...
How's a dog acting?
It's trained.
I know that sounds insane, but it actually, if you watch the movie, the way this dog emotes in the movie is, like, it's trained in a way to... Dude, I watched a video on Instagram yesterday where a guy was making his dog smile. Like, he literally said to the dog, smile, and it showed his teeth in a happy way, not a violent way. And I was thinking to myself, like, about this movie I'm watching, and I was telling Wahlberg this. I'm like, how the heck did they get the dog to act that well? Like, the dog was like, the dog knew how to look sad, happy. It was just really interesting to watch. I know there's a trainer offset with a treat. I know how they do it, but it's just so fascinating. And I think, I'm so glad you brought it up, Jason, especially as passionately as you did, because I think there is something about dogs in cinema that is just really true.
I got emotional watching the story just because I knew it was a real story. It was a true story.
So I'm going to tell you a quick story before we let him go. I'm going to tell you a quick story about a dog that my mom told me the other day. So when my mom and her sister and her brother grew up on a farm, right, in Ohio. Ooh. We've talked about it a million times. Mm-hmm. Her dad died when she was 13. Her 19-year-old brother took over the family farm and got married. And so my mom, her mom, and her sister had to move off the farm. It was like a real emotional thing, right? They had to move off the farm, and they had to move into the city 3 miles away into a condo. It was a total dramatic life change. It was very traumatic for them. Mm. The dog, their family dog, found them 3 miles away. Didn't follow them, but somehow, like, days later, found them in the city in their condo. Like, found them. And then they had to return it because they couldn't keep the dog because they lived in a condo. How does that happen?
I don't know. That's a great question.
First of all, dogs are better than most people. Second of all, like, that doesn't surprise me. There's something
they just have a scent.
They're tracking the scent. I don't know, but for that far away, I don't
know. Like 3 miles away.
It's a great question.
I love that story though. Honestly, that needs to be a movie.
It's not one farm to another farm. It's from the farm to the town area.
Right.
Don't you always hear about these dogs that'll find their way back home from like hundreds of miles away?
It's crazy. I don't get it.
It's pretty amazing. Honestly, I love that story. And I mean, I think it's interesting, like, how we all, like, the conversation that we're having right now, it just taps into that vulnerability that I was talking about. So, yeah, if you're interested in that story, Jason brings it up. I haven't finished the last, like, 30, 40 minutes of the film, but, like, I think that people will be excited about it, especially since it's a true story.
Is this rating.
Is this in the theater, or is this... on Netflix? What is it? It's in theater. Okay.
It's in the theaters, yeah. Like yesterday, it's interesting. Like, people sometimes are like, how have you not seen this movie or that movie? It's like, I'm watching movies all day long. Like yesterday, I saw three movies yesterday. And so for the interviews I have today. So, and then tonight I'm watching an Anne Hathaway film for an interview tomorrow. So it's been kind of a crazy time, but cinema is back. I know the Oscars, I know we have to go in a minute, but I know we did the Oscar nominations or predictions last week. The only one that I missed was Emma Stone. I don't know if you guys watched the show. The John Cena thing was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Like, that was such a great bit. But I will say, are you guys watching Ricky Stenicki on Prime Video? Have you guys seen that movie yet?
Nope. No. No idea what that is.
Let me grace you guys with this real quick. So Peter Farrelly, who directed him and his brother directed some of the greatest comedies of all time, like Dumb and Dumber. There's Something About Mary, Me, Myself and Irene, like, you know, iconic 90s R-rated raunchy comedies. So they're trying to bring that genre back and they haven't really done a great job with it. But this new movie, this will be my review of the week. This is John Cena, Zac Efron. And essentially it's Peter Farrelly who directed it. His brother did not join him for this one. And it's a classic 90s R-rated raunchy comedy. William H. Macy is in it. So John Cena plays a character. So I'll explain it this way. So Zac Efron and his best friends for 25 years have made up a best friend that they have so that they can go do things that their wives wouldn't know they're doing. So for example, like, they'll say, hey, we're going to hang out with Ricky Stenicki, but they're actually going to, you know, Las Vegas to gamble. But they use this fake friend as the access to get away or do something. And for some reason, over the years, the family and friends never decided they needed to meet Ricky Stenicki. And then one day, one of their mothers is like, I kind of want to meet this guy that you guys have said you've been best friends with for 25 years. So they hire an actor to play their best friend, and that's John Cena's character. But John Cena takes it way too far and actually becomes the guy. And so it's just this, like, it's a really stupid but just over-the-top, ridiculous, funny, R-rated comedy. If you guys remember those, like, when you would go to Best Buy and, like, it'd be the unrated version of American Pie. This is what that reminded me of. So if you're in for a laugh, it's hilarious. It's very much a throwback.
So you can't officially rate your the Roadhouse film?
I mean, I can give you a rating. I haven't thought about a rating yet, but I mean, I'm probably at a 4.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't fully processed my review for it yet. I watched it last weekend before my interview with Gyllenhaal, but yeah, anybody out there, if you're looking for a comedy, check out Ricky Stenicki on Prime Video.
That out tonight.
That's where Roadhouse is going to be. So next week, obviously, if you're listening right now, go to the Junkies event on Wednesday if you can see it early. And then it'll stream on Thursday on the 21st on Prime Video. So Prime Video is kind of where it's at right now, man. You got the comedy for Ricky Stenicki, and then you got Roadhouse next Thursday.
All right, Kevin. Good stuff. It's Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Hey, I love you guys, and I hope you have a good weekend as well. And Jason, it was nice hearing you talk about dogs like that, man. Yeah, Jason. The vulnerability in Jason has been slowly coming out over the years, and I love it.
When it comes to dogs, I definitely am. I would agree with that.
All right.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you too.
It's Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. Coming up at 9:45, we'll play Movie Mania, since we just had Kevin on, as we have Wizards versus Rockets tickets, and we have more tickets to go pick your own show at Wolf Trap. But coming up next, we'll get back into the Commanders. Do you love what Adam Peters has done to build this?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roster. Hey, we got a new shirt in the merch shop. You can shop at 1067thefanshop.com. It is a Peters Quinn 24 Burgundy t-shirt. You can check it out once again at 1067thefanshop.com. Yeah, it looks good.
It's a good shirt.
It's election year. Makes sense.
It's a little political shirt. I like it.
And, you know, we've mentioned with Kevin, we do invite you to join us coming up on Wednesday afternoon for the private screening, free private screening of Roadhouse.
I feel like we're sleeping on this. We're not promoting it enough.
It's Wednesday, March 20th at Icon Tyson's at noon. Not only is it a free screening, you get free popcorn and soda. First come, first serve. So we hope you can join us on Wednesday afternoon. So we wanted to get back into the Commanders here. They make the trade for Sam Howell yesterday, or they trade away Sam Howell, and they change some picks. And I want to get what you would do position-wise with the next three picks after number two. We're just going to stipulate that they take a quarterback at number two. We're not sure which quarterback they take, right? But right now, after the trades, they have picks number 36, number 40 from the Bears. Then they have 67 and 78, which is from the Seahawks, and number 100. So they've got six in the top 100. But I just want the next two picks. If you're the GM, if it's GM, EB, and here's the thing. We all kind of have come to this conclusion that they picked up all these players, where you, whether you love them or not, they've picked up a lot of players to fill holes, right? They needed edge rushers. They got three of them now. When they picked up Armstrong, that was the first guy. They picked up Fowler, and who am I missing? They picked up,
are you,
I don't have the list in front of me.
Lufu or
Farrell?
No, Lufu's a linebacker.
Armstrong,
and
Farrell.
Yeah. So they picked up three edge guys. We said they needed
linebackers. Three linebackers. They signed Anthony Pittman. We didn't mention that today.
Yeah, but they picked up Bobby Wagner and Lufu, big pickups at linebacker. They picked up Chin. So defense, they definitely picked up a lot of players. On offense, they added interior offensive lineman, picked a center, picked a guard, and obviously Austin Eckler, who replaces Antonio Gibson at running back. And then they also brought in a kicker and a long snapper, whatever. But the kind of what people have said is, by doing that, now you can go kind of with whoever you want. You don't necessarily have to plug holes other than tackle. So what is GM EB doing? You got two picks early. Top of the second round, what are you doing?
I don't know that it would help much, but I would consider, see if anybody would let me package the two to move up to get a better tackle. I would like to maybe package 36 and 40
for a better tackle.
Maybe. And if I can't, then I'll just sit there and wait. Hopefully there's some of it. But like, if there's a huge run on tackles,
right?
I'm gonna be a little bit anxious
about
that.
You want to trade up for a better tackle?
Yes.
All right, Jason Bishop, you're the GM. We're just gonna play with 36 and 40. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. They made a trade up yesterday by trading away Sam Howell. Have another third round pick, and they have a better pick, and they don't have a six now. They have 2/5. But let's just play with 36 and 40. They have a quarterback who they draft at number two. Of all this free agency haul, what are you doing at 36 and 40, Jason?
Man, because I definitely think that they need a corner. I would like them to get another receiver, preferably a bigger one. So if a Brian Thomas Jr. slipped to 36, which I doubt. I don't think he will slip out of the first round. But it would be hard to look away from him. If Brock Bowers slipped to 36, which again, I'm just looking at guys I really want. Cause I think receiver, certainly tight end, but tackle, you need a tackle. And if there's a run on tackles, let's just say the top five tackles are taken in the first round. And then you're looking at a second round tackle. So I would say that, but I would probably go corner or tackle with that first one. And then at 40, I would look at receiver.
So corner or tackle.
I know I just gave you a bunch.
You gave three for two.
I know I just gave you a bunch of different
and
stuff.
And threw in a tight end.
I'm sorry. I'm just targeting.
No, you're going to go left tackle or receiver.
I'm just looking at guys I want.
Yeah, I'm going to go tackle for sure.
You have to.
Have to go tackle. I kind of like EB's trade up because you might be getting gristle.
Because this is what's happened to us in years past.
Right.
There's a run on tackles and we didn't get, you know.
Yeah.
So then we ended up drafting Forbes.
But for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to go left tackle. Jason wants to give me – I can't go corner. You drafted Quan and Forbes
Quan's
last
not a
year
corner.
High. I know, but secondary.
Their corners right now, in my opinion, aren't very good. St. Juste and Forbes is still –
I think St. Juste is okay.
He's iffy.
He's okay. Yeah.
You need stud in the NFL now. You need at least one stud corner. I'm sorry, you just do.
I'm not going corner.
We haven't had a stud corner in years.
I'm not going corner. I'm going to go left tackle, and I'm going to go wide receiver. I'm going to go offense. I can turn back to defense because I feel like they loaded up more of the free agency haul on defense than they did on offense, and I'm going to get that receiver. People say it's a good receiver draft, but I don't want to wait too long because then you got to wait all the way to 67, right? It's 27 more picks. I'm taking my receiver then. Left tackle and wide receiver. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I don't know how you say you don't need a corner.
I didn't say you don't need one. I'm just saying I'm not going with one in the second
round. As much as teams throw the ball, you need a legit shutdown corner. I mean, how many times did we say?
Well, that's maybe what they Forbes can, is supposed to
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
I know.
Are you giving up on Forbes?
I'm not giving up. I'm just a little iffy on him. I'm not giving up.
I still have faith in Forbes. And I like St. Juste. For some reason, I like St. Juste.
I mean, I like his size, but sometimes he just gets beat. I don't know. I just think they can upgrade at that position.
Well, all guys get beat.
My buddy asked me. Joe
he gets
P
beat
me,
more than he should, is my opinion. When
me,
I watch him, he doesn't stand out.
He said, tell me about Kendall Fuller. And I said, he's okay. He's hot and cold. He makes plays and he gets burned. Don't you think that's fair?
Every time we talked on a Monday morning last year, we said, man, their receivers were killing them. You know, the corners were always getting beat. And that was with Fuller.
Yeah. But that's also, we weren't getting any pressure.
But maybe you're right. Maybe Forbes can turn into that guy. I wouldn't overlook that position.
I think we all agree. Now, it never works out this way because it's kind of the way the draft plays out. But I think we all agree their number one need on the football team right now is left tackle, beyond quarterback.
You know what else they could do? Because a lot of people are saying, well, because of everything they did in free agency, they have flexibility now. But prior to Bobby Wagner coming in here and Luvu, you'd have said they need a linebacker, right? Mm-hmm. We know Bobby Wagner's 33 years old. He did lead the league in tackles. But if you have a silly middle linebacker there.
Can't do it. We have a bigger need. We got to draft a tackle. One of our first.
But maybe
picks.
They do have the ability to think big picture. You just said it's not about this year. It's about three
it's not,
years from
but
now.
You're going to get your quarterback killed. You got
no. But I'll definitely take at 36 and 40. I'm going to give you 100%. They got to draft one tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But with that other pick,
linebacker?
Maybe I'm going luxury. I'm just saying it's possible that you go. This is where you go. Hey, the next Luke Kuechly sitting there right for us. At number 40.
But I don't know if that's the strength of the draft.
I don't either.
The Trotters kid at Clemson
is
good.
He's supposed to be a beast?
Yeah. But I don't know if he's a middle. He might be an outside linebacker. But I don't know if linebacker is the strength of the draft. I don't know. They still have three or four positions that I think they need to target.
Are you seeing some mocks where Brock Bowers goes in the second round?
No, I'm just throwing that out there.
All right, because I'm getting excited. With you saying that, I'm getting excited.
No, I don't think he's going to go to the second round. I think he'll probably go top 15. But I'm just saying, if something happened and he slipped, I would target his ass quick.
Actually, I'm looking.
Because tight end, wouldn't you agree? Tight end is still a position of need.
Oh, and I think he could be a game changer.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I don't know.
For sure. I'm trying to see here. They have Caleb.
When you look at those, like, the mock drafts, the people that'll mock draft, like, everything. Those are the most speculative mock drafts ever. You know what I mean? Like when you see mock drafts, I can Google it right now. Like you'll see a mock draft. Who are the Commanders going to take in the second round?
When guys put out like 30 mock drafts, you just throw them out because they're just doing something. They're just doing clickbait now.
Yeah, they're just filling time. Right,
that's what they're killing doing. Time. They're doing it. You know, was it the guy from CBS said that they want him to put out a new one like every week?
Yeah, that's Ryan Wilson's bit.
Yeah. It's too much.
And you switch it up. You know, but you're not going to do the identical mock draft that you did the week before.
Right.
You know, do trade ups and.
So this one, Walter Football has him taking Drake May. And then they have.
Where do they have him at 36?
I have to go.
They don't have a second.
No, they do. They do.
Daniel Jeremiah, who I kind of respect. I think he's a former NFL scout with NFL.com. In his most recent mock draft, also has the Commanders taking Drake May at number two.
He has him drafting a corner and then a linebacker. No tackle.
See, there you go.
But that might have been prior to Wagner.
This is 36 and 40.
Oh. This, no, but I'm saying it's prior to the acquisition of Bobby Wagner.
I don't think so. Did they have these two? Did they have 36 and 40?
No, I'm saying.
Didn't they get one of these picks? Isn't one of these picks from. Which is the one from.
The third rounder.
Seattle.
Yeah. They had the 36 and 40 already. Okay.
I'm saying that Walter put that out probably a couple days ago.
Because remember, they got the second rounder.
Yeah, this is
for Montez Sweat in the Chicago deal. So they got the 40, I think, from Chicago, and then San Francisco gave him the third rounder for Chase.
Right.
So they already had those.
Right.
Look, I'm looking at this one from, the Draft Network, thedraftnetwork.com. Now, that has the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels in the first round, and then when it gets to the second round, this would be a nice pick. Now, they don't need it as much, but at 36, they project the kid from Quince Orchard High School, Chop Robinson, who played edge rusher at Penn State with the 36th pick. And then they have linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M with the 40th pick.
I just think if you're going to draft a quarterback too, which we all assume they're going to do, how do you not have a premier tackle in one of your top two or three picks? It doesn't make sense to me. You're setting yourself up for failure.
And they don't have much. We talked to John Keim. If you missed that interview, grab the podcast or use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. They really don't have anything at tackle.
He said they
could do Cornelius Lucas, right?
Yeah, but he's not even under contract.
Right.
They've signed more guys defensively and via free agency than they have offensively, right? Offensively, they signed Eckler. Right. Who else? Now, and then a guard and a center.
They've signed five guys. They've signed five guys offensively.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to consider McManus, six. Yeah. And then it looks like seven or eight on
much more
the defensive side. Yeah.
Including the re-sign.
They got to go tackle, receiver. Tackle, receiver. That's where I'd go.
Although I don't hate your trade up, EB.
Oh, trade up to get a better
sillier
tackle.
One.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially if there's a run on them.
Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. You can bank local and cheer local in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
All right, we got a couple prizes to give away. We'll play Movie Mania in a few minutes. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll give you a cast. You name the movie. 800-636-1067. But right now, we'll do a little entertainment page.
All right. Entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW of Fairfax. Electric vehicles are all the rage, and my guy Mike Walker is doubling down by doubling your EV credit. If the rebate's $7,500, he's going to make it $15,000 in savings. If it's $9,900, he's going to round it up to $20,000. Find out more at BMWoffairfax.com. I saw there was another creepy, like, Britney Spears video.
Dancing around?
Yeah, dancing. I think she was, like, naked on a beach. I don't know if you guys saw that. It's
for some
wild.
Reason, anytime you do a Britney Spears story, this goes back to our HFS days.
Yeah.
At HFS, we had a stripper pole in studio and we had posters and we had a Britney Spears poster. And at one point, Jason got so fed up with your EP and Britney Spears stories.
Did he walk out?
He said he was, he didn't walk out, but he's like, I'm not talking about Britney Spears if you ever do another Britney Spears story.
And you probably did one the next day.
It's 20 years later, and we're still going strong.
I think you had the same reaction when I did a Kardashian story.
I know. The Kardashians just always bored me.
They dominate the stupid EP.
That's stupid EP, exactly.
Hey, so I was in Nashville just a few weeks ago, right? It was my first time and enjoyed it. That was a few months ago, actually. And I had lunch at this bar. Remember the guy that was playing there? And there's a kind of a mystery there. I don't know if you saw the story. There was a guy there. All of these Nashville bars, they're all the same. They just have bands and everything. They're partying all night. And it's just super touristy.
And all of the bands and singers are great, probably.
They're all good.
Yeah.
DJ. Sometimes they have like a DJ on one level, a band on another level, maybe like an acoustic guy on another level. Well, at the Luke Bryan spot, there were a bunch of kids out there, one of them including a Missouri college student who they say was overserved and eventually was kicked out for being too drunk, and now they can't find the guy.
Ooh.
He told his boys that he was staying with in a hotel. He'd meet him back at the hotel, and they can't find him. His name is Riley Strain, and you can see video of him kind of like stumbling around on the sidewalk and walking around, but this is your worst nightmare as a parent. Your absolute worst nightmare. And they're looking for him everywhere. He's 22 years old. He was reportedly kicked out of the Luke Bryan bar for having too much to drink. And believe me, you could probably kick out 100 people of those bars every night. He told his friends he'd meet him back at the hotel. He never showed up. And as of yesterday, there's still no sign of him. They've scoured the streets.
He went missing which day? I'm sorry.
I think it was over the weekend.
This past weekend?
On Friday. So he's been gone almost a week. A week now.
That's not
so
good.
So Friday night, been a week. They've checked the riverbank. They're looking everywhere. So do you think this is just terrifying?
I'm watching
the video
right now.
Do you think he was just like kidnapped? Or do you think he's just like passed out drunk somewhere? And died.
Well, he could have died of alcohol poisoning. Yeah, exactly.
I could have been freezing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the weather was like last week. I don't remember. But just a terrible, terrible story. Another terrible story. I don't know. I don't think they've
uplifting EP.
I don't think they've given a reason. But RJ Barrett's younger brother passed away. Did you see that?
I saw
He's
that.
Not going to play tonight.
No, I did not.
His brother
Barrett
Nathan.
Playing for now? Didn't they trade him away? The Knicks traded him to Toronto.
Is he with the Toronto?
I think he's with the Raptors.
He's with Toronto.
Yeah.
His younger brother Nathan. It looks like he played basketball too. I'm not sure. 6'1 guard, played at Monteverde Academy, just like RJ. He said he had dreams of becoming a pilot. They don't give a cause of death, though. So, you know, keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
This video of this kid, this University of Missouri
stumbling
kid.
Stumbling around?
I mean, he could have just fallen over and hit his head on the cement.
Yeah, but they would find him.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, anything could have happened to him.
I know. Just terrible, terrible. I always tell especially my daughter, when you guys go out, like they're going to New York City this weekend. Stay with your friends.
Yes.
You're never going out by yourself. Stay with your friends. Stay in a group at all times.
Correct.
All right. So we give our listeners a chance to win these prizes.
Yes.
Movie Mania will give you a cast. You name the movie. We have Wizards tickets. Yep. And we have tickets to pick your show at Wolf Trap.
All right. Let's go to Russ in Burke. Hey, Russ.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy. Good.
All right, Russ. Jason, you want to lead off or I can lead off? No matter. I'll lead off.
Okay.
All right. Name the movie that is out at theaters either now or in the next couple weeks. Jack Black, Viola Davis, Dustin Hoffman, Bryan Cranston.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Winner. Congratulations. Jeez. You're going to see the Wizards take on the Houston Rockets. Two tickets. It's next Tuesday, March 19th at Capital One Arena. It is MS Awareness Night, presented by MedStar Health, and the team's going to be highlighting MedStar Health medical professionals, the effects of MS, and how to support those fighting the disease. For tickets and the complete Wizard schedule, visit thefandc.com.
All right, got another.
Do you think when you're like Dustin Hoffman and you've won Academy Awards, you like to do the animated movies? Like
it's big fat paycheck.
Probably
easier.
Yeah, but easy. Knock it out.
All you're doing is
the voice.
It's got
to be the dream.
Do we have more tickets or that's it?
We have tickets to the Wolf Trap show.
All right, let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks.
Good morning, buddy.
All right, Chris, one of my favorite movies. Here's your cast. Leo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson, Alec Baldwin. That's Bickle's favorite actor, Alec Baldwin. Leo DiCaprio, Jack Nicholson, Alec Baldwin.
That's The Departed.
Congratulations.
Very simple.
You get two tickets to pick a show of your choice, 2024 Wolf Trap summer season. It's coming up this summer at Wolf Trap. Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, James Taylor, Boys to Men with Belle Biv DeVoe, John Legend, Ghostbusters in concert. It's all there at Wolf Trap. For tickets and the complete Wolf Trap schedule, visit thefandc.com. Give us one more for EB and I. We're not really movie guys.
No, I'll struggle. But I know like what
your
favorite
movies
are.
You'll get this one.
It's probably like Heat.
No, don't have Heat. you'll get this one.
Go ahead.
Tom Cruise, Demi Moore, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, A Few Good Men.
There you go.
Yeah. I beat you to that
Too
one?
Too easy.
I got it.
You would have got it.
You probably beat me by a half second. I'll give it to you. I'll give you A Few Good Men.
Hey, you know what I'm rooting for tonight?
You're rooting for tonight?
Ryan Strom.
Okay, we need two shots.
Two shots on goal. Tonight, Ryan Strom, Stromer's brother, plays for Anaheim.
What is our return?
It's even money play. Okay.
Going 10 to 20.
10 to make 20.
But it
starting from scratch.
Quickly.
Did we peak at like $125?
What was it? 126 or 156?
I think so. By the way, did you see all the bees attacking Alcaraz yesterday while he was playing tennis?
I just saw the headline.
Yeah. No, there's a swarm.
Was that Indian Wells?
They had to actually stop. Wherever they're playing, they actually stopped. They had to run off the court. It was awful.
You traveling somewhere this weekend,
E.B.? Yeah, going to Marist. Big one on Saturday. It'll be a tailgating weekend. Starts at 11 a.m. If you're in Poughkeepsie, stop by.
11 a.m. tailgate. What time is the actual game time?
1 o'clock. Okay. 1 p.m. game versus Canisius.
Two hard hours.
Let's go Red Foxes.
All right, we got to get out of here. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the weather, although I guess it might rain tonight. For Bish Bucks, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.